No. We're learning Sefer Maaspik Lov De'Hashem. So he begins. Derech HaTorah. And that means it's the derech through which a person develops his ruchnias. Mis mashecha v'olecha az b'ligvo hashlomes matros haTorah. Now that idea, matros haTorah, the idea the Rambam talks about, the end of Aaron of Ruchni. The goal of all mitzvahs, Limud HaTorah, all davening, everything, is for a person to be mezdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect a deep and intimate keshev with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a human being is a complicated part of the Bria. So therefore, for him to make a total and complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires many different aspects of his being. Requires, first of all, Mitzvah Maisyos, Lo Tzaseis, this you can eat, this you can't eat, this you can do, and this you can't do. Then the mitzvahs, then there's the Shabbos, then there's lulav, esek, shofar, also the mitzvahs aseis. But that's because human beings are a very complex being. In order to connect the entire human being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it means many, Torah has many different aspects. The Ramban, in his essay, Torah Seshem Tmimo, that's a simple kasha. He's coming off of this, the Rambam says. He doesn't mention it, but it's coming. Question comes from some place. The goal of everything is Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, why do we need all these mitzvahs maisyos? Let's just do a tefillah with limud. And he says a human being is a goof and a neshama. An animal is a goof without a neshama. A malach is spiritual without anything physical. A malach connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only on a spiritual basis. An animal being totally physical can have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual. Human being is this combination of guf and neshama. And he has to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all aspects of his being, with his guf and his neshama. And therefore, we need Mrs. Maisyos. A human being, it's neshama, is a three-level thing called nefesh ruach neshama. The nefesh is that part of his neshama that controls his physical being. Ruach controls his speech and his neshama controls his thoughts. And we have to be meshabed every part of our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch. The nefesh is that part of the neshama controls the guf, so the guf has to be meshabed to HaKadosh Baruch. Our speech is meshabed to HaKadosh Baruch. Our machshavas are meshabed to HaKadosh Baruch. That is, and the matros haTorah is to connect us as human beings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest and most complete way possible. Nechlekes l'shtei drachim. Derech ha'om v'derech ha'yachid. There's one that is all expected of all Klal Yisrael, of every human being, and one for yachid. Derech ha'om hikiyam ha'mitzvot hamfuroshos. As he is Mrs. Asay, North Melosis. They call Echom Yisrael Kafi Hamutal Olav. Of course, a Kohen has certain things, a man has certain things, a woman has other things, and there's certain mitzvahs. Everybody. Mitzvahs Mila. So men, Sukkah Lulav Lamashuch, Yuman Allah Zacharim, Echom Allah Kavis, Mitzvahs Kohuna, Kohuna Vlosha Yisrael, Mitzvahs Mikdosh, we kind of don't have as much as that. And same thing. Hamitus hader chazeh became a mitzvah. He should yes shomer Torah, mevin mashetziva Hashem yisalav b'torosu la'atzosu mashal osa la'atzosu. And in order to do it, she yes shomer Torah mevin. It's interesting what he says. For us to be Shomer Shabbos in a complete way, we have to understand Shabbos. Understand Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah writes, not Chofetz Chaim writes, I'm coming to Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. It's not shaya for a person to be Shomer Shabbos, unless he knows and understands Hilchos Shabbos. Torah is very complex. And you have, it's not only knowing halacha, it's understanding halacha. Of course, as you go on in your Havanas HaTorah, you'll increase it and you'll see it. Meivim mashet tziva Hashem yisalei b'torosu la'atzosu mashet osa la'atzosu. Shiyem is boni me'mitzvah. Have to think through the mitzvahs. O be'yisrael v'yachsam elo v'yikabel la'atzos zambutol olov. Then he has to be makabel. That means the more you think, the more you're makabel. Yimona min osrol. Im lo yada mahu mitzvah. If you don't know it, lo satzlech darko. Ein amor etz chosid, ein bo yerechet. Chaynim yodehu, mashu mechuyu lasos velsehu. Se holich b'derech hayosha. If I know when I do it. Mishalor b'derech ha'om b'kiyam ha'mitzvah nikra tzadik. V'tom v'yosha v'sor meiro. He's an odom kosher. What does tzaddik mean? And the best is a tzaddik. Shepershu yosher umilu hachovos. I fulfill my obligations. Tzaddik means I'm straight and I fulfill my obligations. I fulfill what I've accepted to do, what I'm obligated to do. Now he says a very simple thing. Kiyam mitzvos. Hachiyuvos hu chov shanu chayovim lo yisal. He has a very simple way of looking at the world. As we'll see, it's not so simple. Let's begin it in the simple way before we get to the the deeper ways. He says, someone gives me something, takes care of me, so I owe him back. No such thing as taking in this world and that you don't owe. There is. Israel began as a socialistic society. You know, the early secular Zionists thought they were going to improve on the Torah, and so they decided the best thing to do was socialism. And socialism means you take and you don't have to give. I work and you take my money. That's what socialism is about. And when the economy here was floundering and not going anywhere, so they brought a Jew who was at the time one of the leading economists in the world, Milton Friedman, and to analyze everything that was happening here. And after a whole analysis of Israeli economy, they said, so what's wrong? He says, there's no such thing as a free breakfast. Nothing in this world is free. You take, you owe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything. He gives us everything. Since he gives us everything, we owe him back. And just like if you have a slave taking care, an odom takes care of the slave and gives him everything, pulls him back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodah, and we owe him. Now, how do we pay him back? Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch, not a good idea. It's not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor, no. That's our debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For how we pay him back for everything he's given us. Someone who pays his debts is a tzaddik. Someone who doesn't pay his debts is a rosh. Very simple. He sets it up, very, very simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything, takes care of us, and we owe. This is what we owe. So, if I don't keep Shabbos, I don't pay Kadosh Baruch Hu back what I owe. I don't keep kosher, I don't pay Kadosh Baruch Hu back what I owe. I don't take lulav, that's it. Listen to Shabbos, I'm not paying Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should make a Rosh B'chukameil. He's a Rosh. And how much I don't pay back, I take a little bit. I don't pay a little bit of the debt. I don't pay a lot of the debt. I don't pay the debt B'chlal. Those are the degrees of Rishus that it is. That's, he says, and that's the minimum that's expected of everybody. So why are you a tzaddik if you do Torah and mitzvahs? Not that you reached anything, except tzaddik means person who acts straight and does and pays back his debts. Rosh lova velo yeshale. A rosh that borrows and doesn't pay back. Shele derech hayochid. And that's why that's expected of everyone. Everyone gets it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I woke up this morning. There was a sun out there. Everything in the world was functioning. There's food in the refrigerator. Everybody. Heat in the house. All comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I owe him back. But then there's something else. So there are hayochid. His nagus hamachuvenes lefitachus hamitzvus v'sodoseyen. Every mitzvah has two levels. Every mitzvah has shulchan aruch part of the mitzvah. Every mitzvah also has a certain impact that it's supposed to have on the human being. Desire impact. Mitzvahs on stomach. Rosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. Is that it would lie inside every mitzvah. There's an ultimate goal. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose direction has an impact, there's a midah, there's an attitude that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to develop within us. And we have to use mitzvahs. Obviously, we have to do the mitzvahs. But we have to understand what the impact is and use the mitzvahs to develop that end and goal. He says, "V'tachlis hamitzvus, v'sodoseyim ufi hamuvan mekavonas haTorah v'orchas hanviim hachasidim ochayotz." And where do we learn this out from? From the Torah, from the Neviim, from the Torah Shabbat Peh. Which holech b'derech hayochad zu nikur kadosh v'chosid v'onav. What is a chosid? Chosid means lifnim mishuras hadin. It means by all HaKadosh Baruch Hu back as my chov is dipta kalocha. But then I have to say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Shabbos. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to achieve via Shabbos? And how do I achieve that on Shabbos? Go with that's lifting Mishuras HaDin. I pay my debt. I keep Shabbos. I sleep in bed. I don't do any malacha. Fine. But, so what's the point? What's the point? The point too. You can't get to the point without doing the halacha. But then there's another step beyond. Why? Chosid means his nad was voluntary. Shehu mis nadev lasos mashalo nischay bo b'mufurish min haTorah. It is not mufurish in the Torah. Okay. And I'm going to show you what this is about. Okay. So let's see. says, Mishol Chamatza, Vanimna Melechol Chomet Bechara Matzis. Yoshi Besuka Vanota Lulu Bechara Suka. Nimna Matzis Melech Beshav Yom Kippur Menachil Ashti Yom Kippur. Tzis Melech Zavarasi. All of this. You need Makom Kom Mitzasei, everything, no Lo Sasei. So, Harez Aholech Bederech Om Hagulio. And why did I say Ha'om? Because that everybody has to do. The biggest Talmud Chacham, the biggest Talmud Haaretz, we all have to do that. And we all have to sit in Sukkah, we can't do Melacha on Shabbos, etc. Kimisha Maven is Sora Shabbos for Tachlif. Okay, what is Sora Shabbos? He was raw from the world. You're not involved in all your weekly things. I have to think, what does it mean in my life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created HaKol Yesh Miyayin. And he did it with thought. He planned the human being out to be everything that he expects of a human being. What does it mean in my life? And then it's just not just philosophy. He says, Mishabel HaKdusha Pnimus. HaKdusha Shabbos is reality. But when people are so busy doing everything else in Shabbos, so then they do not connect to Kedusha Shabbos, and they cannot use Shabbos as a tool to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day I withdraw from the world. For what reason? To sleep and get drunk? No. So use that withdrawing from the world to connect to Kedusha Shabbos and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that I can't during the week when I'm just surrounded by a million things. And that begins with understanding Bria Sola. It's an interesting halach. Halach is Machal Shabbos Fahesha, Rika Akum Chodvarev. So, Rashi and Tosfos and Aaron say, why is he Akum Chodvarev? He's Kofar and Maisa Bereshis. Shabbos is our Edus, we testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created the world in 6 days. We testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Mayayin, in 6 days, and fashioned and formed it in the way that it is today. And if you don't keep Shabbos, you break that Edus, and that's an act of Kfirah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi tells us. The Rambam says something else. It's an Oz Bris, Bris Hilolim. This is the permanent Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I break that Bris. Rambam doesn't disagree with it. Because what's the second half of the Pasuk? Bris Hilolim Ki Sheishish Yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Shabbos as the basic eternal Bris between ourselves, because the Bris is based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Mayayin and Sheishim May Bereshis. Rambam just adds, so therefore, why am I? Ka'akim Choldor, because I broke the Bris. And the Bris is based on the fact that I'm made through my actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. So he has to, so, says Rabbi Rambam, you do not, don't melacha, but you do like the regular, normal, low level. Low level Jew, come home from shul, say the words of Kiddush, don't pay too much attention. by the time you get after you fish, you take 15 l'chaims, get a little drunk. Well, you take the chicken soup to put you to sleep. Shabbos is this, that, good food, etc. Technically, you've done the minimum. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to use Shabbos for a goal. It's there for a goal, it's there for a purpose. And you've totally negated that. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't broken the bris, but you haven't used the bris, you haven't understood the bris. And so that sits. Zochabu Vishoso as Mitzvah Hashem, Bahatsilom and Hashik Hoshinika Ela, the Maras Hakdusha Pnimus Hamitis, Hoshinel, Lisan Kadoshin. He says, I have to be continually cognizant throughout the day of my Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that throughout the day, the continual cognizance of HaKadosh Mitzvahs, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in my life, is what makes me Kaddish. Yes, and that's what the Pasuk says. Risim also, Zachartim is called Mitzvahs Hashem. Risim Kaddishim Elokech. Shinema. Misham Maven, so, okay. That means I have to make sure that I use tzitzis. The mitzvah is I wear dalet kafes. Now, the easiest mitzvah in the world to do, I believe, is tzitzis. You put it on in the morning, you forget about it the whole day, and it's gone. Time of mitzvah. No. But that's not using the mitzvah for its desired purpose. Continual cognizance through the day. If a person is in the middle of his business doing a business deal, very easy to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very easy to forget. There's a Torah that says what's mutar, what's asur. But continual cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day means you're always going to say, okay, fine. Why I say, is this mutar, this is asur, this is emes, this is sheker. Means it makes an ongoing, continual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of tzitzit. You just do the mitzvah. Or you can do the mitzvah, understand there's a purpose. And then do other things to help me develop that purpose. That goal is an important goal and essential goal.
Okay.
Here he's going with the Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't aser hanos olam hazeh to us. No. Hanos olam hazeh is mutar. But it can't take control of our lives. We have to be in control of it. Rambam writes, Iser of los asur achre levavchem v'achre einechem means some people, hanos olam hazeh is their being. Is what preoccupies them. That's a goal of life. That's all. It's there to be used, there to be enjoyed. It's not a goal of life. It doesn't preoccupy you in life. And that's Macholos Asuras is there to teach us that every time you want to take a piece of food and put it in your mouth, he says, wait 1 second. Mutter, it's also what bracha do I make on it? There's no automatic. Life is controlled. And every time I do something, I have to see, is this mutter, is this also? Some people just go crazy in food. Some people go crazy in food. Even making sure it's kosher mahadrim and a mahadrim. But there's a goal. A person not supposed to go crazy in food. And that applies to food. Oh, no, someone must say. Wise. And he says, Umi Shemayim, so be your sasuros. Makabal, all the Kaim Hashem. Understand that there's no hanos olam hazeh that controls you or dominates your thoughts. It's there to be used. Yes, it's there. Totally there to be used. But never in control. And nowadays people define themselves by this type, by that type. You don't define yourself by that, we define ourselves by Torah. It's not explicit in the Torah, it's implicit in the Torah. Okay, Mir Tzashem.